Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. This show is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and want-to-be entrepreneurs reach their maximum potential in their personal and professional life. We provide tips, hacks, and information on starting businesses, improving your habits, creating unstoppable motivation, and mastering your mindset so you can crush your goals. Now, here's your host, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And because of that, you're going to get an incredible show today. I'm going to bring you great content every single show. And first, if you like this show or any show that we have done in the past, please go ahead and make sure you go on and tell everybody about it, because everyone deserves to be part of the show, because everyone is stronger than failure. And if you like a show or you want to replay a show or miss the show and want to catch up, go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast, and you have the whole archive there waiting for you at your fingertips. All right, guys, our show today is going to be great. If you like entrepreneurship and you like alcohol, which I think most people do, then you're going to love today's show. Today's show, the guests are going to run. They're running a little bit behind, unfortunately. Not their fault, mine. The address I gave them was kind of wrong. So we're going to get going just into for a few minutes right now. It's going to be me and you going through it until they arrive. So first, I want to kind of catch you up with what's going on with me. Right, so most of you already know that I do several things, right? Real estate agent, I have got the podcast that I do, I have books that I write, and I'm also a men's life coach, right? An empowerment coach. So here lately, in the past 3 days, I've finished two ebooks, which I'm super excited about because my whole passion is helping everybody out, right? So the first ebook that I just finished up, it's not online and available yet, but it will be soon, so stay tuned, is Everything You Need to Know About Your Credit Before You Turn 25. Now that is significant. Why? Because the 20s, I think it's between 24 and 27, that has the highest rate of bankruptcies. Now why? Because school doesn't teach you about your credit. You know, 9 times out of 10, your parents don't teach you about credit. You don't learn about credit until it's too late. When you go out there and you done mess it up, you get a credit card, you overcharge it, you don't pay it off, don't realize you have to pay it off, and boom, late fees come. The late payments come. One late payment, I don't know if you know this or not, but one late payment can, boom, hit your credit score and deduct it 100 points. It's crazy. It takes a long time to build up, but it does not take long at all to break that credit score down. So this book talks about everything you need to know, who the credit bureaus are, what your credit scores are, where it starts to where it ends. It talks about how to build a credit up. If you don't have any credit, I'm going to give you a tip right now. If you want to build your credit up, if you don't have anything, if you've got kids and you want them to get their credit up, they're 18, 19, even 30 or 40, doesn't matter. The quickest and best tip that I can give you is become an authorized user. Have them, or you if you need the credit, become an authorized user on someone's credit card. Make sure that they've got good credit, of course. Make sure it's the longest card, the oldest card they've got, that has got a zero balance, and it's always in good standing. What that's going to do is instantly give you the same credit report they have on that they filed on that credit card. So let's say it's a credit card they had for 5 years with a $10,000 limit. They've never been late, and there's a zero balance. You will get that same history, that same credit balance, and that score will shoot through the roof. So if there's one thing, one quick hack that I can give you about your credit, that is it right there, because that will shoot it up quicker than you know. The second ebook, which I'm also stoked about, is 7 Sales Closes. Now, I know all entrepreneurs listening right now, sales is part of the game. It's part of what you've got to do in your business, And think about it. Let's face it. Every situation you're in is a selling situation. Whether you're talking to a friend about going to a movie, talking to your significant other about grabbing something for dinner, every situation is a sell situation. You're trying to sell them on why you want to go here, why you want to do X. And they're trying to sell you on why they want to do what they want to do. So this book gives you the 7 most powerful, proven closes to help close every deal every time. So if you're just getting into sales, if you've been into sales for a long time, you've been in the game, you're seasoned, get this book, and I promise you, it will help you take that game to the next level. Guaranteed. And that's one of the biggest things I can tell you. It's just everything is sales, everything. So that book will help you improve your finances. It'll also improve your relationships because you can understand what they want and how to get what they want, if that makes sense to you. Okay, guys, our guests just arrived. They are out in the meeting area right now. They'll be back here in just a few. So I'm excited. You're going to love it because they are the owners of Fig Tree Delivery. Now, what Fig Tree is a business that they started not too long ago, but they're already Atlanta's number one alcohol delivery service. You can go to their website, Atlanta. I believe I got it on my phone. My phone's out there. But I think it's figtreedelivery-atlanta.com. Or if you just put in Fig Tree Delivery, it'll pull up. But you go to the website. It's a great-looking website. It shows you all the areas, all the cities that they deliver to. You click on the city. It shows you the stores that they have that are available. And then you click on it, and you go on there and just do an order. So if you want to order some bourbon, you want some Buffalo Trace, or you want some Hennessy, you want some champagne, whatever you want, go on there, click. There's a small delivery charge, which you'll find all that out in a few. But click on there, click. It's like DoorDash, basically. It's DoorDash for alcohol. So it makes it super easy, super convenient to get everything done. So if you have a party going on, and you're getting all the food and everything else ready, you're out there grilling, getting stuff done, but you forgot the alcohol, don't worry about it. You give them a call, they'll come out, and they'll take care of everything for you. So I already know that speaking to Marlon not long ago about the business, it is taking off, and I know they're going to be growing huge very, very shortly because I know they've done grown significantly in the past year. So I cannot wait to talk to them to figure more out about how they got started and the whole process because I'm kind of curious. You know, does each city have its own ordinance? Like, what do you have to do to, I guess, get the permits per city? Because I know over in Fairburn, where my girlfriend and her parents have a liquor store, and though for a long time there, they didn't allow it. For whatever reason, you know, you couldn't just order alcohol and have it delivered. But I guess a lot of the cities and ordinance around, they can. What's going on there? Everything good to go? Gotcha.
We are ready to go then.
Yeah. Dude, like I was telling all the listeners, man, like I'm excited about it because, you know, if you have an event going on or if you're out of the house grilling out and you run out of alcohol or forgot the alcohol, dude, give them a call and come out. They'll take care of it. It's like DoorDash for alcohol, man.
Right. Like when you run out your Don Julio or your Hennessy, you got to have somebody to call to be there right away.
Exactly. But look at you. They're going to need you for the jingle. That's what, man, I was surprised at how much Hennessy sells, man. It is crazy, Derwin.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Real quick, while they're getting ready, I want to talk to you about habits real quick. I know we're bouncing around, so you're getting a lot of information. So just sit back and enjoy the ride because you're going to get a lot. Now, habits. What is the best way to change a habit? What is the best way to improve a habit? Well, kind of, one, it depends upon what you're doing. Two, do not make it huge, right? Don't go above and beyond trying to change everything all at one time. What you want to do is start small. Start off so small you can't say no to it, right? So if it is a fitness goal you're trying to achieve and you want to make the habit of doing push-ups every day, well, don't make your habit of doing push-ups every day being, okay, I got to do 50 push-ups a day. Why? Because some days you're not going to have time. Some days you're going to be sore. Some days you won't be able to finish it all. Start out with doing two. Start out with doing five every day. What you want to do is make it a habit of doing push-ups. Once you make it a habit of doing push-ups every single day, then you build upon that. Once that becomes a habit, then it's easier to build up to that 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 a day. It'll make it a lot easier. All right, guys. It's about time to get ready with the show. Marlon, I already told him, man, that I gave y'all not the full address. It was 6944, not 694.
Oh, okay.
My apologies, man.
No worries.
I came in and had like a brain fart. I was like, what do? Nobody's here. So it's just been me, a little bit of smacking over here with my lips. Bam, bam. All right. Well, everybody get ready for the show because we have got one of the owners of Fig Tree Delivery in, Marlon
Span.
All right. Marlon Span is an amazing guy, guys. Again, the brief conversation I had with him, the business is phenomenal. It's growing, and I cannot wait to see where it's going to go. But enough of me. Let's go ahead and jump into the show. Marlon, man, welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate you having me. Absolutely enjoy what you're doing here. And helping folks out is, you know, it's paramount.
It is. But, I mean, like Zig Ziglar said, you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want.
There you go.
So let me ask you, man, so Fig Tree Delivery, how did this whole concept, like, how did you start this business, man? How'd y'all get into this?
Accidentally.
Really?
Accidentally. Let me tell you, my story is probably a little unique when it comes to being an entrepreneur. I'm absolutely an accidental entrepreneur, right? COVID did a lot of things last year, a lot of different people. Really bad situation. Yes. Luckily, we were able to find a silver lining in that dark cloud. Initially, my wife's siblings ran a delivery company up in Chicago, Fig Tree Delivery. And they wound up partnering with her to expand in the Chicagoland area. And through that investment that was made there, we've actually had an opportunity to expand down here in Georgia. And initially, you know, I worked in higher education. I've been in higher ed for the last 15 years, but with me working for a college and COVID coming, I wound up on the other side of employment, like a lot of other individuals did. And at the same time, my wife was investing with her siblings in Chicago in a delivery company, and she wanted to see if we would be able to expand Fig Tree's reach down here into Georgia. And at the exact same time, the state was passing laws to allow for alcohol delivery. So it was just a perfect storm of things happening at once, because if it weren't for COVID, the laws wouldn't have passed for alcohol delivery.
Oh, really?
Right. Georgia is, you know, part of the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
No interest in making any, you know,
advances. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. In the areas of alcohol. So if it weren't for COVID, then those delivery restrictions wouldn't have been relaxed. If it weren't for COVID, I'd still be managing an international department for colleges, which is what I did for several years. But again, the opportunity came out of, you know, the situation. We were really able to find a silver lining.
Well, it's kind of like knowing the Bible, it's beauty from ashes. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, this pandemic has affected a lot of people. And it seems like, yeah, you know, there's always silver lining in everything. If you look for it, you can find it. If you can walk out of here right now, there's negative out there and there's also positive. It depends upon what you want to see and what you're going to do with it. Absolutely. And God was good. You know, He allowed a way for y'all to do well. So that's amazing if you, as far as already investing in the company, had the family already in Chicago doing everything, and God had his timing for everything, and boom, it's perfect. So especially after you, on the other side of the fence, like so many other people, Marlon,
absolutely,
where Yeah, jobs, man. It's there's not a lot. Well, there's a lot of them out there, but as far as at that time, nobody could go. You know?
No, I work for colleges. All the schools are closed.
Yeah,
like, there's really nothing that I was qualified to do that wasn't education related at the time. And with me working specifically with international students, you know, they sent them home January, right? All of the international students were gone in January. And I actually managed the international admissions department for the North American branch of the university that I worked for. So all of the Canadian, U.S. and schools in Mexico. But again, they sent all of the international students home. So, you know, after a couple months with me not having much to do, they actually did some downsizing at the school, and they let go probably about 20% of the staff there. But, you know, it was the handwriting was on the wall. I knew it was coming. Luckily, I was blessed enough to receive a severance from them that allowed us to be able to start working this without having to worry about income.
That's a huge blessing, right there, man.
Everything just kind of happened, and by the grace of God, we're where we are today.
Miss Penn, I got a question for you. Yeah. So the family, they already had the business. And how long did they have the business going in Chicago?
20 years. I was a part of it from the beginning.
So oh, wow.
That started back in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. So we started with I was the initial investor in it. I was
kind of the initial investors?
Yeah, I was kind of the brainchild behind that initial project. But it wasn't something I wanted to do at the time that was in my area. My brother worked for a messenger service. The messenger service, I don't know if you're familiar with Chicago, wouldn't come into the area south where we lived at. So people know Hyde Park because the Obamas were there and people know the University of Chicago. So that's the area we lived in. Businesses, attorneys, schools, they couldn't get messenger service in. So that's what his concept was initially. Let's do that. And I was like, yeah, okay. But I got my groceries delivered the other day. And I think you make a lot more money doing this. And so that's where it went.
That's
so they
awesome.
Did grocery delivery for 15 years. And
now, question, did it take off right away doing everything or take a little while to get the word out? And especially 20 years ago, like, how did y'all advertise? I know it's a lot, but a couple things.
Yeah, it took about less than 6 months to get it up and going.
That's awesome.
What happened is that in that community, it's a well-heeled community. There are a lot of older people. And they couldn't get to this one particular store that was like a Fresh Market.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it was a high-end store. They did a lot of catering. They needed people to run their delivery service. They had been trying to run it themselves, and it was falling apart. So again, it was just timing. And we came in, we had the concept, and they were like, sold. These little kids, I mean, at the time we were 20s. These kids want to do it? Let them do it. You know, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
And it ended up being a 15-year project, and then we branched off into a couple of other things, rolled back around. They were getting into a bigger project with a national store, and that's where I was coming in with the investment, and we were planning to expand.
Wow, that's amazing. This is a lot going on. Marlon, he barely scratched the surface of all this when I was speaking to him at the store.
It's a lot, but it's just like he says about timing and being prepared for that opportunity when it comes.
Yes.
You know, it definitely could have went a lot of other ways. It definitely could have grown a lot slower. We definitely could have had different, a lot of people aren't able to take advantage of opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has an idea on how to get to the next step, but making sure that you're prepared to take advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's what makes you be able to seem like your overnight success, even when you've been in it for 20 years.
That's one thing we've talked about this show so many times with entrepreneurs is everybody's like, oh, I mean, you're an overnight success. What they don't see is that overnight success was 9 years in the making, you know, 20 hours a day working, a lot of sleepless nights, you know, not having certain food on certain days. Huh? Yeah, it's all that to get to.
And making the connections. Yeah. Because really, in an industry like this, even though we're new to Georgia, understanding what it took to get it done, that was the 15 years before.
Yeah.
You know, so understanding the process and what we needed and what type of licenses you needed, what type of insurances you needed. And of course, it's a different area, there are different things, but we had some of the basics. down on what it would take to run a service like this. How would we schedule employees? Some of those things I had already been through. So understanding how that worked gave us a really solid foundation to when I heard, and this is literally how it happened. We were looking at some stores. There's a lot of corporate red tape that we couldn't get through because of COVID. Oh, well, normally you talk to this person, but their office is shut down. You can't get to this person. So we were like, okay. I literally was watching the news and like, they're starting liquor delivery. They're gonna sign it on July the 1st. Let's jump on that. Liquor stores are smaller. They don't have corporate, you know, entities to go through.
They're usually mom and pop places, yeah, the majority of them, yeah.
90% of them. And if it's legalized, you know, we can get in quickly. And that's what happened.
That's awesome. So you had the idea. It was already going. Again, God has everything worked.
Yeah.
Already going. So when y'all first started, now, so did y'all go out to all the individual liquor stores? Did y'all just make cold calls? Did you see them personally? Like, what all happened there?
I started with the closest liquor store to my house. I live in Peachtree City, and the company is based out of Peachtree City, and we're a few blocks away from Peachtree City World of Beverage. Very first store that I walked in, asked for the owner. He was there. Spoke with him about our idea and our concept. Now, granted, I hadn't had any stores signed up yet, right? But we had an idea. We had a web page that we had built. We had a few mock stores on the web page and showed them what it could look like. And he was on board. He said, "You're the first person that's come in to talk to me about this. What do I need to do to get started?" And it went from there. First store said yes. The second store said yes. The third store said yes. So we're coming up. We did our first delivery on December the 5th.
Yeah.
And we're December the 4th, I'm sorry, mm-hmm, for Shannon's out in Union City. That was the very first delivery out of a store that we did, because at the time, even though some of the store owners had agreed to allow us to deliver for them, the municipalities hadn't approved delivery in those cities yet. So Peachtree City wasn't live, even though the store owner said you guys could do delivery for us. So this first store that we actually completed a delivery in was Union City, and that was in December, and to date, we're right around 50 stores that we're in.
Wow, Marlon, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive. And that's what I want all the listeners to know. Like you just heard, right? You got to have an idea, but you got to take action with it. You've got to jump out there and do it. And sometimes a lot of people, they get nervous about going face-to-face or even making the phone calls. And you heard how Marlon goes out there, the very person he spoke with, boom, signed up. The city wasn't even ready yet, but he's ready to go for it. Guys, you've got to take action. Whatever idea you've got, it's not going to do anything sitting there running around in your brain or talking with your friends. You've got to take action on it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, let's say within a week, how many stores did y'all have in the first week that you went out and started talking to everybody, Marlon?
The first week we got outside of that store, we had signed up one of the biggest stores in the state, located in Atlanta. We built the website for Camp Creek World of Beverage, got them on board, and after signing them, the store started falling like dominoes, mm-hmm, literally. That's a really popular store in the city, large store, and a lot of the store owners take cue from what the owner there does. Mm-hmm. So once they found out that we were in a position to be able to get them on board also. You know, it really does take work. You really have to put the work in. You know, so since inception, we've been on 7 days a week. I'm out of the house 7 days a week, early in the morning till 9-10 o'clock at night, usually, getting this done. You know, it definitely took a good amount of work, but you know, it's going to pay off. You mm-hmm. you have to make that investment in yourself.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Now, so correct me if I'm wrong. I think so. Whenever you sign somebody, when somebody wants to do business with you, mm-hmm. like there's no money that comes out from the liquor store's pocket whatsoever. It's just they sign up and y'all build them a website and everything. Like, how does that whole process work for the store owners?
Typically, what we'll do if the stores do not currently have a website, What we do is we'll come in and we'll build a website for them. We'll get an app for them, put that app on the Play Store in the Google Store, get their inventory into the website, and then that gives them a medium to be able to sell online. We weren't necessarily in the website building business, but it was something that we had to learn to do because none of the liquor stores had their own websites. They mm-hmm. didn't need them because they weren't able to sell online. So that was really our biggest selling point, was being able to provide them with the ease of being able to get into the online market without having to make that initial investment in the website themselves. Also, not having to figure out a process as far as how it's going to work. You know, so we're on the phone with the different municipalities, City Hall's trying to figure out when we can go live, what we can do, what we can't do. And, you know, we took a lot of the footwork out of the whole process for the store owners, and they appreciate that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the business idea and what y'all are executing is amazing, because everyone wants anything that's hands-off, especially if it's going to help them make more money. Mm-hmm. So y'all come through perfectly. Yeah, you don't have a website, we'll provide it. You can do everything online, and then we provide the service. So it just makes it easy for them.
One-stop shopping. One-stop shopping, yeah.
So that's what I want to make sure all the listeners right now, if you're in the whole, like, right now, so what areas are y'all serving? So I'll let everybody know what areas you're serving.
The greater Atlanta metropolitan area.
All right.
We've got stores from Peachtree City all the way to Jackson.
We've got a couple of stores in Gwinnett County.
Yeah.
A couple of stores in Metro Atlanta. Yeah. We have stores in College Park. You know,
Riverdale,
we've got stores
here
in Riverdale.
So Gwinnett all the way down to Coweta.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a large area.
As soon as they passed a law here, we've already got stores signed up out here. So
I saw a store here in October, New South Package Shop. In October, and the city still hasn't allowed for delivery.
Yeah,
so they've got a website and they've got an app. The customer's ready. You know, we try to stay on top of the different municipalities, because I understand it's not that big of a deal for them, but what they're failing to realize is that they're hurting their constituents, right? Because they're at a disadvantage when all of the neighboring suburbs are offering delivery, mm-hmm. and they're not if some of the cities only have three liquor stores in the entire city, and it was COVID time. I get that there are other pressing things that the cities were dealing with at the time, but these store owners are really feeling it, and especially when they're losing customers to surrounding stores, so we really try to stay on top of the
That's great. But what they're also missing the boat on is, well, if those customers are going outside the city, like ordering there because they can get it delivered in, they're missing out on the tax dollars that they could be getting. So they're going to see a deficit in the money income they have coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But one thing I want to make all listeners aware of, basically if you're from Gwinnett all the way down to, Jackson and Coweta County, anywhere in between, if you own a liquor store or if you're working for one or know someone who does, you want to get in contact with them right away, because they will, one, improve the sales, increase the sales, and it's hands off. They make it super easy for everybody involved. So one thing I want y'all to tell everybody, how to get in contact with you, what your website is, and all that good stuff, and like where are your social media platforms?
Okay. Our website is Figtree, that's Figtree, delivery, Deliverey, hyphen, GA for Georgia.com. Figtree Delivery -GA.com is the website. And you can find us online at
Facebook.
Figtree Delivery Partners. And what's the other?
We're just on Facebook right now. We do have other socials coming. Our website is pretty interactive. So you may want to just kind of check out the website. It's going to tell you what stores that you can actually order from, and it'll give you an idea of what areas that we're live in right now. That's constantly changing, so that's really the best way to check. As we mentioned before, a lot of these communities and municipalities are slowly rolling out, So there's always new stores being added pretty much every single week. So keep an eye out. If your area isn't on there, it'll be on there soon.
All right, guys. Unfortunately, we got to wind down. I'm going to have you guys come back out because I want to talk more with y'all about everything because we got to wind things down. But, guys, if y'all heard it right here. So if you want to have everything, all the alcohol delivered to you, if you got an event or if you're just at the house and can't get out or whatever the situation is and you need some alcohol like most everybody does, go to figtreedelivery-georgia.com or ga.com. Mm-hmm. Or if you just Google search, that's what I did earlier, just Google search Fig Tree Delivery. Click on the website. It is super easy to navigate. It shows you all the cities. Click on the cities. It shows the stores. And click on the store. Order what you want. It's kind of like DoorDash, but for alcohol. Makes it easy. They'll take care of it, deliver it for you, and it's done. And, guys, they are amazing. So you're going to love doing business with these people. So we're going to have them back out here again, talk more about the business. I say about 6 months because I'm sure in 6 months y'all are going to grow significantly. So I'm going to mark it down to 6 months. I'll have y'all out. We're going to hear the whole full story and talk about from where you are now to where you are then.
Great.
Sounds fantastic. Good? Absolutely.
Look forward to it.
All right, guys. Again, go to Fig Tree Delivery. Check them out. Get your alcohol delivered. They'll take care of you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.